One of the most discussed questions of each generation relates to the existence of God. If man denies the existence of God, the difficulties and the consequences are great. If man's existence is a result of some unexplained and supposed explosion of dead matter, the Big Bang Theory, then man is no more than an animal. If no more than an animal, then no man nor group of men have the right to impose laws to control the moral conduct of others. In the animal world, it is not a sin or transgression of law for a monkey to steal or a lion to kill their own kind. If man is a product of a creator that established laws to govern man, then man is accountable for his actions. The Bible does not argue the existence of God. It simply states that, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The Bible does tell us, however, that the invisible things of Him, since the creation of the world, are clearly seen, being perceived through the things that are made, even His everlasting power and divinity, that they may be without excuse, Romans 1 and verse 20. To an atheist, one who denies the existence of God and seeks to prove that God does not exist, or an agnostic who will simply admit, "I do not know if God exists," the Bible is not regarded as suitable evidence to support God's existence. So, we will look at external evidence, evidence outside the Bible, evidence in the visible universe that declares God's existence. The fact that the universe exists is self-evident and needs no proof. But we understand that nothing plus nothing equals nothing. Something cannot come from nothing. Therefore, something has always existed. Even the atheist does not deny this fact. So the question is, since something has always existed, what was that something or someone? Was it fragments from some dead matter that by some spontaneous generation and evolutionary process resulted in the development of plants, birds, fish, beast, and man? Or is the origin of life the result of an intelligent being? It is readily admitted that nothing comes from nothing. It should also be clearly seen that intelligence does not come from non-intelligence. When we consider the universe, it is readily seen that a tree is not greater than the craftsman that shapes it into a piece of furniture. Yet, that's what the evolutionists would have us believe. If dead matter produced man, who has intelligence, then it produced something greater than itself. Nowhere in the universe does dead matter create or evolve into intelligent life. Nowhere in the universe does dead matter become anything else, unless it is acted upon by intelligence. Our minds may find it difficult to comprehend the complexity of the universe, but no one can rationally fail to see design and order in the universe. External evidence, evidence outside of the Bible, declares the existence and handiwork of an intelligent being. What it doesn't tell us is what to call this intelligent being, but the Bible does. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the psalmist who said, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." Psalm 14, verse 1.